Amen.
Our culture here is a house of honor, you know, where we believe in community, friendship, we believe in just loving up on ourselves. Amen. Once more, celebrate Pastor Seya, who's come from Abuja. How about celebrating Pastor Owai, who stood in and has been leading and preaching powerfully? Celebrate all our leaders. Amen. Okay. I need to get some things out of the way. Next, we were supposed to have a workers' retreat, like a whole day workers' retreat. What we'll normally do is to just spend time, pray, and then share the word, and then begin to look at the things we'll do in the year, begin to strengthen our stakes, begin to just cast visions, and, you know, sort of just share with us what our emphasis will be. But I couldn't get a flight to be back before Saturday, and I wanted to anchor it, so we had to move it. So next week, Saturday, by 9 o'clock, come here prepared to stay all day. Just once. It's like, you know, once in probably 6 months, you know, all day. We're going to make sure that we get food for all of our workers after we break. It will just be like a little camp. So rather than have it 2 days or travel somewhere, we just want to do it a whole day. Okay, so please, we're all enjoying to come. After the service, I also want to see all the leaders, the pastoral team, and then the HODs, and then those we call the emerging leaders. The emerging leaders are those who, you know, are, well, emerging to be leaders in church. In other words, those who've been here for a while, and those who unofficially lead, but we want to begin to prepare them to lead because of the expansive work going on in church. So please, let's see after the service. I'm not going home. I'm going to stay back, you know, see a few people, then pray, and then stay for swap. So I think that was something I shared with the leaders that they could do. Amen. All right. Are you ready for the word of God? Put your hands to say, thank you, Jesus. Say it from your heart. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say it with an attitude. Lift your face. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say it in your language. Say it from your heart. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this song. Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We have, you know, by way of just introducing what our focus and emphasis will be in the year, you know, share that this 2024, we want to go into to focus on the deep things of God. By deep things of God, we mean we want to go beyond what this outer body seeks for. Things, what to eat, what to wear, and all of those stuff. They are not bad. God has provision for us. You know, only that his route, his way to getting those things is different from ours. So he doesn't want us to seek those things. His word says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that the Gentiles seek after shall be added. Amen. So we want to go beyond what this body. Hope you know that you are a tripartite being. You are a spirit, you are a soul. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. This outer body seeks pleasure. Say, the outer body seeks pleasure. That's what it seeks. You know, pleasure. Just it wants to enjoy. Jesus says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your spirit man wants to pray, but your flesh wants to watch Netflix. this time of fast, your spirit wants to connect to God, but your body wants to eat. Have you noticed that it is when fasting begins that hot water begins to smell like fried egg? All of a sudden. Amen. So the outer body seeks pleasure. Say pleasure. Your soul seeks passion. You know, that's the seat of your emotion. You know, you want to love, you want to know, you want to understand. You know, but your spirit seeks presence. Say presence. Say your body seeks pleasure, the soul seeks passion, but the spirit man seeks presence. That one wants to know God, wants to touch God. So this year we say we want to focus on what the spirit man needs. You know, God, the deep things of God. You know, want to mind the things that are above. Amen. We want to focus on the things that touch God's heart. Okay. And yesterday while I was meditating, I realized that, you know, that does not mean that we are not touching every other aspect of God. In fact, because what God really wants from us is for us to know Him in entirety. Amen. Ephesians put it this way, that we will be filled with all the fullness of God. So as we seek His heart, the day God says, you know what, believe me for my outstretched arm, trust me for provision, we would also what? Respond to Him. So this year is a year where we want to seek God in entirety. We just want to know Him, want to pursue hard after Him. And you will find out that as you make that your pursuit and our pursuit this year, the things that this body wants will begin to gravitate towards you. Amen. And one of the ways to begin that journey is thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. Say thanksgiving. Oh, you will see today, as we share briefly, that thanksgiving is very serious. I know you hear me say this every time, but let me share it again. Just bow your head and ask God to talk to you. Pray in an unknown tongue if you can. Open your mouth. Say, God, talk to me. Yes, I need somebody on that guy. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Paul speaking in Philippians 3:1. You know, when he keeps reemphasizing a truth, he says, Philippians 3:1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. So it's important to hear a truth again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Make my tongue as a pen of a ready writer. Grant me utterance. Let there be weight in this house. How forcible are right words? You wake me morning and morning. You teach me. You know how you teach me to speak words in due season. Let somebody hear God this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. When I drove into this place this morning, the first name I heard as I drove in was Kesiana. Anybody called Kesiana or related to somebody like that in this place? If your name is Kesiana, make sure I pray for you. As I drove in, I heard that word clearly in my spirit, and it's not a name that I would normally think about. I believe I just need to speak over you. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 21 to 24. Psalm 107, 21 to 24. Why did I ask us to come here today in white and blue? We came here as a church, as the oasis. As the oasis. Our color is white and blue. So we came, you know, dressed in the way that we are dressed, some or most of us, you know, just to make a statement of faith and to present ourselves before God this new year, just to tell Him thank you and raise this offering. Let's read the word of God together. One, two, go. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. The end of that scripture is one of our scriptures, you know, for the deep things of God. And you can see that in the context of all of that, you know, thanksgiving was highlighted. So, as we journey into the deep things of God, you will learn to give thanks. You learn to give thanks. Say, give thanks. In Daniel 2, the Bible says, you know, after the secret was revealed to him, Daniel gave thanks for revealing deep things to him. So, thanksgiving is very integral to where we will go this year. Let's read Psalm 50, verse 5 and 14. Psalm 50, verse 5 and 14. Psalm 50, verse 5 and 14. Want to go? Gather my saints together. Are you one of His saints? Those that have made what? A covenant with me. How? By sacrifice. You keep hearing that word sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Go to verse 14. Want to go? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows. So God says, gather my saints, those who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And when they come, what should they do? Offer what? Thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? Simply put, you know, just an easy definition that I have put together. Thanksgiving is simply put acknowledging. Acknowledging. Say acknowledging. And expressing or showing appreciation for goodness, kindness, or favor shown to you. You've got to acknowledge it. You know, that's a simple definition, is to acknowledge. What does it mean to acknowledge? Is to say, oh, I noticed this. You know, I make mention of it. I want to call to remembrance this that you did. I want to acknowledge that because of what you did, I am where I am. I have achieved so and so. So it is acknowledging goodness. The psalmist says in Psalm 107, we just read, oh, that men would praise Him for His goodness. So thanksgiving deals with the goodness of God. Say, thanksgiving deals with the goodness of God. I said this before, praise deals with the greatness of God. Worship deals with the holiness of God. Thanksgiving deals with the goodness of God. Praise deals with the greatness of God. And worship deals with what? The holiness of God. So it is acknowledging, it's calling to remembrance. It's saying, I notice. And when you acknowledge it, you show appreciation. Now, the Hebrew concordance of that word, I'll just read it out. Thanksgiving. You can write this down. It means adoration. It means confession. It also means an extension of the hand. So that word thanksgiving in the Hebrew is the word todah. Todah. Say Todah. T-O-D-A-H. It means the lifting of the hands. Somebody lift your hands and say thank you. Paul says men ought to what? Go everywhere lifting holy hands. So, and I'm going to come to why that is important in Thanksgiving. It also means sacrifice of praise. Todah means sacrifice of praise. And that word sacrifice is very, very important. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to begin by listing a few things about Thanksgiving, and then we'll demonstrate it here today. Number one, Thanksgiving is not just courteous. It is, however, a very courteous thing to do. Somebody shows you a favor, it is courteous and morally right to acknowledge and appreciate it. So, however, Thanksgiving is not just courteous. It's not just a courteous thing to do. You see, when people are not thankful, there's something that speaks ill about them. It's almost like, this person is badly brought up. It speaks of being badly behaved and mannered. So, it is courteous. However, when it comes to God, thanksgiving is not just a courteous thing to do. It is more of a spiritual activity. Say, thanksgiving is a spiritual activity. So, it is not just a courteous thing to do. It's not something that makes people speak good of you in terms of your character and behavior. It is, before God, a spiritual activity. It's a spiritual activity. And I'll give you some reasons why it's a spiritual activity. We have seen some already. You know, this is reasons under thanksgiving being a spiritual activity. A is that it is an offering and a sacrifice. Say it's an offering and a sacrifice. It is an offering and a sacrifice. Let's read Leviticus 7, 11 to 16. Leviticus 7, 11 to 16. So, it was an ordinance in the old covenant. So, these were things that God put in place to, you know, for men to approach him. Amen. Let's be together. I want to go. And this is what the law of the sacrifice of the peace offering. So there was something called the peace offering, and with the peace offering, you see what came with the peace offering. Want to go. Which he shall what? Offer unto the Lord. Verse 12. If he offer it for what? Thanksgiving. Then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes. That unleavened there is very instructive. Let me just drop that point there. You see, every time you find unleavened, you know what leaven is? Is a dough, is a yeast that you put in bread to swell. So it says when you come with thanksgiving, it must be unleavened. In other words, it must be with humility. That's why I've always said that thanksgiving is one of the most powerful expressions of humility. Because when you say thank you, you are acknowledging someone else. You are saying the focus is on you than on me. Say the focus is on the benefactor than the recipient of the favor. Because pride is focused on self. When people are proud, they say you are full of what? Yourself. So when people say thank you are saying, you know what? This is not about me. My focus is on you. Thank you. So in the old covenant, it says it must be offered with unleavened bread. So even when you are giving thanks, it must be with humility. Hallelujah. Let's go. Mingled with oil and unleavened wafers, anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour, fried. Besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offerings leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering, and of it he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for an heave offering unto the Lord, and it shall be the priest that sprinkle the blood of the peace offering. Okay, verse 15 is what I'm looking for. One to go. And the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it offered. He shall not leave any. So I'll come to that when I'm talking about same day. So we see from scripture that thanksgiving was an ordinance instituted by God to approach him. So it's not something you do because it's okay to do it. It's a nice thing to do. We do it because it's a sacrifice. And remember when we spoke about covenant, we said that God is a what? Covenant making and covenant keeping God. Amen. Because we do not, we approach God only on the basis of what? The covenant. So we approach God only on the basis of covenant. And you see, a covenant is activated and ratified by the shedding of blood. See, a covenant is ratified and activated by the shedding of blood. In other words, if there is no shedding of blood, there is what? No covenant. Amen. Amen. So, if God calls thanksgiving sacrifice, it means that thanksgiving is a part of our covenant, you know, operation with God. So, therefore, it means that thanksgiving is very spiritual. Very spiritual. Say it's very spiritual. So, number two, let me give you one more scripture. Still on being, you know, offering and sacrifice. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Hebrews 13, verse 15. However, in the new covenant, you and I don't need to shed what? Bulls and doves and oxen anymore. We see how we offer up our sacrifice in the new covenant. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer what? The sacrifice of praise to God, what? How long? Continually. That is what? The fruit of our lips. Doing what? Giving thanks to his name. So every time you say thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, you are offering what? Sacrifice. You are offering what? Sacrifice. How many of you saw the video trending on social media where they slaughtered two cows on Third Mainland Bridge before they began? You saw it? Yes. Even in the kingdom of darkness, they operate by sacrifice. That's why you don't wake up and just drive. Especially in Nigeria here. That's the one they were even showing. I was saying to someone that you see, because the devil is wicked, sometimes he says that cow is not enough. I need a human body. They won't show you the one where they slaughter human body. So there are voices speaking, there are sacrifices. And what does a sacrifice do? A sacrifice is placed on an altar. What is the job of an altar? To speak. Say to speak. An altar is to utter things. Words. Oh, they were just driving and a car just somersaulted. It plunged into. There were things speaking. There were slaughterings made. But thank God for the altar of Calvary. Thank you for the sacrifice of our praise. That's why I told you to open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. But see, when you are driving and you say, I give you praise, glory, blessed be your name. Bless the Lord, all my soul. You are offering a sacrifice. And sometimes you are countering an evil speaking. Can I give you 30 seconds to open your mouth and offer incense? Thank you, Jesus. It's the fruit of your lips. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Baba. When you sing a song of thanks, when you sing a song of praise, when you are driving and you lift your hands, you are offering sacrifice.
You are establishing your altar. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says there are many voices that speak. Learn to offer up sacrifices. You will thank Him. Thank you, Lord. Every time you say thank you, you are placing sacrifice on the altar. Hallelujah. The fruit of our lips. Oh, it says, don't forget, we've been speaking about the mouth. Your mouth is your weapon. See, this thing called thank you is not just courtesy, it's a sacrifice. And let me tell you how to do it. Sacrifice of what? I just give you an example. People slaughtering what? Cows. But once upon a time, 2,000 years ago, a precious lamb was slaughtered on Calvary's tree. One sacrifice that sufficed for all. One ultimate sacrifice. Every time you remember, you wake up, you must always say, thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, spotless lamb. Thank you for dying for me. Every time you are doing that, you are releasing that precious blood. You are releasing everything that the blood of Jesus speaks for and about. Thanking Him for the finished work. Yes, I know we thank Him for cars, for shoes, for jobs, but those are mundane things. Learn to thank Him for that ultimate sacrifice, because thanksgiving is a sacrifice. See, thanksgiving is a sacrifice. Number two, why is it spiritual? Because it's the will of God. It's the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is the will of God. Once it's the will of God, then it's spiritual. Pastor Nathaniel, oh, how do I know the will of God for my life? How do I find the will of God for my life? Just start thanking God. At least you know one will of God. Let's be together. Won't you go? In everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So if you leave your house one, if you leave your house one day, and you don't know what to do to please God, at the end of your day, if you get home and you remember that you gave thanks to God in the course of the day, then you know you walked in the will of God. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I just said? So the Bible says, in what? Everything. You get to the office, they tell you, well, it looks like we're downsizing. What do you say? They tell you, we just increase your salary. What do you say? In how many things? The Bible says, when you do that, you have fulfilled the will of God. Oh, I don't know how to know the will of God. Start thanking God. As you thank God, the will of God, other aspects of the will of God will unfold. Hallelujah. Say, it is the will of God. Number three, still on why it is spiritual, is because it is good. Say, it is good. Psalm 92 verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psaltery, upon the harp with the solemn sound. For thou, Lord, art most high. I will triumph the works of thy hands. You see, not everything that is good is God. But everything that is God is good. You know, you can have a good idea now to start a business, but it's not necessarily a God idea. But if God has told you start a business, that idea is what? A good idea. Hallelujah. So, giving of thanks is godly, therefore it is good. It's a good thing. Say, it's a good thing to give thanks. Somebody do one good thing right now. Now, don't just do it passively because I said you should do it. Remember one good thing He did and tie that thanksgiving to it. Just remember, because you have to think when it comes to thanksgiving. You've got to think. You've got to remember. Say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Finally, though not exhaustive, why is it spiritual? Because it is the protocol of His presence. Say, it is the protocol of His presence. What is the protocol? Due process. In other words, this is how I want you to come to me. Psalm 100 verse 4. He says, enter what? His gates with thanksgiving. And what? His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Don't wake up in the morning to say, God, I've come again. That business, what's happening? No. Like I always share, there are people outside, there are policemen seated outside. But if you ask them, they'll tell you they're in church, right? They're in church. But are they really in church? But they're outside. But you and I are in church. Why are they outside? Because they're outside the gate. Every time you wake up in the morning and just barge on God with needs, you're outside the gate. He may be screaming at me. They may be speaking, calling my name, but I'm not listening. Because thanksgiving takes you to where God is. Hallelujah. It's a protocol. So God says, you want to approach me, there is a way to come. You go to meet a minister in Abuja, there is a protocol in the ministry of wherever you are going. Hallelujah. He says, my protocol is thanksgiving. So the first thing you do in the morning, I do it as a ritual. I make sure that the first word out of my mouth is thank you, Jesus. So I say it loud, thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. If you learn to give thanks, you will reduce your complaining. Let me tell you why I understand thanksgiving. Because as a man, I understand what it means when your wife or spouse shows you gratitude or does not show you gratitude. People will tell you a man's need is what? Respect and appreciation. What love means to a man is just thank you and respect. That's what it means. To a woman is what? Affection, just time and, you know, commitment. To a man, honey, thank you for that stuff. Appreciate what you did. I know what it does to a man. And the Bible says that Christ is what? Is what? The groom is the husband of the church. Hallelujah. So, let me give you some other points. We said, it's not just courteous, but more importantly, it is what? Spiritual. So, I listed reasons under the spiritual point. Now, let me say, number two, thanksgiving is an opener. Say it's an opener. Yes, it's similar to what I said about being the protocol. But there's something about thanksgiving that opens the door. It unlocks. It unlocks the gate to God's presence. It unlocks the gate to people's hearts. People's hearts and mind. Ask any employer, they will most likely show favor to the one who is most grateful. Because there's something that unlocks. It's an opener. Romans 1 verse 8. You hear Paul saying, first is what? I thank my God. It's always the opener. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ. It's the opener. People are, see, if you don't know this key in life, you will struggle. And see, the opposite of thanksgiving is to have an entitlement mentality. You know what entitlement mentality is? To feel that you deserve something when you don't really deserve it. When you don't really, it's like, you should do me this favor. Nobody really owes anybody a favor in life. You know that? If you realize that, it will make you more humble. And I dare say this to spouses, to husbands and wives. Don't operate in marriage with rights. It's your job to give me pocket money. After all, the Bible says. Yes, the Bible says so. But see it as a privilege. See, when you see things as a privilege, you give thanks. No member here is bound to give me a gift because I'm your pastor. No. God didn't call you. God called me. God didn't call you. So why should I force you to give me a gift? Now, what that mentality does, when you give me a gift, I'm humbled. I say thank you. And do you know what that thank you does? Thank you is music to anybody's ears. That person wants to hear pastor saying thank you again. So they will bring another gift. These are simple keys that will make you not struggle in life. Somebody sent me a text this morning. I hope the person is not here. When I read the text, I knew this was like, he's like somebody who's probably maybe older in his music. Hello, how can I see you? I need to see you. Where are you? And the person needs a favor from me. The person wants me to open a door. You see me? Hi, how are you? Where can I see you? And just send me a text. Okay. You just put padlock on your access. Because thanksgiving creates access. It does. Amen. It's an opener. I wrote here, let me see if I find it. Is it? It's an opener into the depths of God and also an opener out of the depths of hell. Out of the depths of hell. Let me show you that. Have you forgotten the story of Jonah? Let me show you from Scripture. Are you being blessed? Okay, give me Jonah 2. I think the last two verses. Jonah chapter 2. So, I said, it's an opener into the depths of God. And also an opener out of the depths of hell. Remember Jonah, he was locked up where? In the belly of the fish for how many days? But what happened? Let's go from verse 8. I have a little context. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Verse 9. But what? I will sacrifice unto thee what? With the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay. That I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. What happened after that? And the Lord did what? Spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry. It took just giving thanks to bring him out of the depths of hell. Thanksgiving will open a door into God's heart, into God's depths. It will also open a door for you out of hell, out of situations of tightness. Somebody open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Some of you are just delayed in that trial because you just complained. Jonah could have complained all he wanted. But the moment he activated the key, God spoke. Thanksgiving is an opener. Say it's an opener. How about Paul and Silas? They were locked up where? In prison, Acts 16. Midnight, what happened? They sang, they praised, they gave thanks. And what happened? The prison doors were open. Doors were open. Thanksgiving opens doors. Say, thanksgiving opens doors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let me say that thanksgiving, while it is required, must be offered willingly. Must be offered willingly. You see, thanksgiving is not by force. It will be awkward if it's by force. Hey, Bas, okay, take this phone. You must tell me thank you. Make sure you thank me. You see, it sounds awkward. Nobody says that. But it is expected. See, it's expected. Jesus healed what? 10 lepers. He said, go show yourself to the priest as they went. He didn't tell them, when you go, come back to say thank you. But he expected it. It is required. It's expected, but it's not by force. It's one of those courses. They won't force you to attend classes. They won't force you. It's a 2-unit course. If you like, you do it. If you don't like, don't do it. But it can stop you from graduating. How many of us know those courses? It's like it doesn't matter, but you will stay in the school. Wagba. You will now join Hallelujah Challenge. Because you didn't pass a 2-unit course. Meanwhile, it was not compulsory. Let me give you the scripture. Leviticus 22:29. Leviticus 22:29. Are you being blessed? See, what I'm telling you will not just change your walk with God, it will change your interpersonal relationship. You will find doors just open if you are deliberate with this thing. See, thank everybody. See, everybody, including your maid, your cook, your gate man. Musa, open the gate. He shut it. Thank you very much. You find favor with him. One day you come, madam, you see this man, we come repair the car. I see him for that place, the guy will be the better person. Because thanksgiving opened the heart of that dead man. Don't do Musa, call it off. When you are in trouble, those men of low esteem, say thank everybody. Thank everybody. And when ye will offer what? A sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it what? At your own what? Will. That's what makes it beautiful, that you came on your own. Say thank you, Jesus. And let me give you this. Thanksgiving must be prompt, passionate, and perpetual. See, thanksgiving must be prompt, must be what? Passionate and perpetual. Luke 17 first, from verse 11. Let's read that together. Let's read it in the Amplified. My points are in the Amplified. Can we read it together? One, two, go. While Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And they raised their voices and called out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Have you noticed that it is very easy to beg? Your voice is loud. You are sending me text 10 times. Hello, sir. Don't forget me. Good morning, sir. How are you? Happy New Year. That thing, please don't forget. The deadline is too close. No. 10 times. They lifted their voice loud. How do they do it loud? That's what happens when people look for a favor. You see 15 missed calls. But what happened? When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were miraculously healed and made clean. Continue.
One of them, in other words, 10%, they were 10 lepers. So, if this principle is a principle to go by, only 10% really come to say thank you to Jesus. When he saw that he was healed, turn back. Say when he saw. Say when he saw. Not 2 weeks after. Not 1 month. That's why I told you people to come back here, those who traveled. So that it's not when you want to travel again, we thank God. You know, people call you to say thank you when they want to beg another thing. And they just and you are irritated. And they say, hello, sir. Ah, thank you for that thing you did for me last year. Oh, God bless you. I beg my charge, school fees for this year. Do you understand? So, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, glorifying and praising and honoring God. With what? The same loud voice you used to beg. That same loud voice. And he lay what? Face down at Jesus' feet, thanking him what? Over and over. That verse of scripture is so rich. So, let's go back to when he said he turned back. It was at that point he was prompt. Say prompt. Thanksgiving must be prompt. Because thanksgiving delayed sometimes is construed as thanksgiving withheld. Perhaps, in fairness to the 9 guys, maybe they had plans to come back 30 minutes after. But Jesus said, where are they? They may have had plans. They may have said, oh, you know what? Tomorrow, unfailingly, I'll set an alarm. But before God, they were late. Tell somebody, thanksgiving must be prompt. Say, I see the hot, thank God. How many of you have delayed saying thank you to someone? You know, you say thank you, and all of a sudden, they call you. They're like, and then you are saying, I just wanted to call you now, sir. They must say, oh, dad. Because you feel what? Embarrassed. Like, oh my goodness, I should have done this. Say, thanksgiving must be prompt. And what else again? He says, he did what? He went down. He laid down. Let's go back. He prostrated. He face down. Say thanksgiving must be passionate. The Bible says with gladness, with rejoicing. So don't say, if somebody does something, thanks. They paid your school fees, just say thanks. Thanks? Next semester you will thanks. Do you understand? Be passionate. In your praise to God, thank Him. Today we are going to lie prostrate. You're going to kneel, you're going to dance, you're going to do it passionately. Don't say, thank you. What is Toda? It's passionate. It means it's expressive. Don't say, I'm thanking you in my mind. Did you beg me in your mind? He came back with what? A loud voice. A loud voice. And thanksgiving must be what? Perpetual. He said what? Over and over. Go to the system. Over and over again. Over and over again. Even to men. Ah, thank you for what you did though. In 1980, I won't forget. They may tell it, oh, don't mention. It's a lie. Mention it. It's music. Open your own door. I can't forget what you did. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Thank you. If not for you, I would have been frustrated. If not for you. Thank you. Thank you for putting that word for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Somebody just remember something. You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that healing. Thank you for mercy you showed me. Ephesians 5:20. Are you being blessed? Ephesians 5:20. Just a few points and I'm done. Ephesians 5:20.
at all times and for everything, give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving must be what? Prompt, must be what? Passionate, and must be what? Perpetual. Must be what? Not periodically. Psalm 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord how many times? At all times. 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 And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I think I'll just stop here. I'll stop here. And then what will be the response? What will be... Okay, let me give you one more. Thanksgiving is a non-negotiable element of prayer. Non-negotiable element of prayer. Philippians 4:6. It's a core ingredient of prayer. Be careful for nothing, but in what? Everything. By prayer, what? With what? With what? Paul says, first and foremost, he says that what intercessions should be made for what? Giving and giving of thanks. Praying without thanksgiving is like having a passport and you want to go to UK. You don't have a passport. You need a visa to go there. Thanksgiving is that opener, that visa that gives you legal entry. And I put here that thanksgiving opens you up to deeper realms of God. Deeper realms of God. Luke 17. The one who came back to say thank you was healed. But there was a deeper dimension. There was wholeness. There was wholeness. There was wholeness. There was wholeness. Jesus said to him, "Were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Verse 18. Was there not one found to return? Like I said, the other 10 may have been planning to come tomorrow, but because it had to be prompt. So before God, it was late to give thanks and praise to God. Except this foreigner. Jesus said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith, your personal trust in me, and your confidence in God's power has restored." So, beyond healing, there was restoration. There was a higher dimension. Thanksgiving opens you up to greater and deeper vistas of God. Deeper realms in God. And what is the response from the one you give thanks to? More grace. Say more grace. More grace. James 4 verse 6, I believe. And I'll end with this. I was in Calgary. I woke up very early because jet lag was hitting us so bad. So when Nigeria is awake, I'm awake. My people are sleeping and all your system is... So I woke up one of those mornings. I sat down to meditate and pray. And I was so overwhelmed by God's grace and mercy. And I sat down. I began to weep and cry. And all I was doing was, who am I? Why would you use me like this? Why? There was no form of entitlement, you see. Because when you are entitled, you become ungrateful. And when you are ungrateful, you become ungraceful. When you are ungraceful, you become bitter and resentful. Entitlement makes you feel like you have a right, you know. Then you won't give thanks. And when you don't give thanks, there is no grace coming to you. And when you don't have grace, you struggle in life. And when you start struggling, you become resentful. You attack every other person being successful. You try to explain away their success. Ah, theirs is not theirs. How much does he have? You know what this one and this. Meanwhile, you are not thankful. So I was there. I just wept, cried, and laid down, just thanking God. And shortly after that, I heard in my spirit, more grace. More grace. for he giveth more grace. More grace. And you see, that scripture talks about humbling yourself. I've told you, thanksgiving will make you humble yourself. It's a major expression of humility. And when I check that more grace, you know what it means? It means mega grace. It means exceeding grace. So when you thank God, God releases mega grace. You see, you just, when you give thanks to God, when you learn this, it's so simple and negligible, but powerful. God opens you up to greater levels of grace. You thank God for a project, you will realize you are doing more projects. More projects. And be intentional with it. That's why I told you, dress in white and blue. Let's be intentional. And you see, in the old covenant, when they thank God, they brought offerings, burnt offerings. You know, bring something to God. Most importantly, bring your heart, but then bring the token. You see, I came to say thank you. Is there somebody here this morning? And I know that, except there's a dead person here, and there's no dead person here, but if there's a living person here, if you have breath in your nostrils, you owe God thanks. Can I begin to urge you, wherever you are, just begin to stand wherever you are. And can you just recall? You see, one of the things that helps to facilitate thanksgiving is to think. If you don't think, it will be so hard to thank. Recall the goodness of God. As a church, we've come this morning to thank God. And we're going to put all of those in place. My victory is in the blood. My confidence. Are there people who want to do it promptly this morning? Passionately? God is looking out for people who will give Him passionate worship. And I tell you, you are free to come to prompt, to lay prostrate, to kneel, forget about anybody else. Ah, thank you for your mercy. Stop. One of the viruses that attack gratitude and thanksgiving is forgetfulness. David said, bless the Lord of my soul, and do what? And forget not. Forget not. He says, don't forget. What does he mean? Call to remembrance. Some of you are here looking good. This was not how you were. This was not how you were. You used to struggle. You are complaining. Just look back. Just go back. You are complaining about two things and you've forgotten 50 things done. How dare you? The Spirit of God says, how dare you? How can? Boys, let's go back. Think. That's right. How about His mercy? How about saving your soul? Come on. Make sure if you are coming forward, you have your bag, your phone, or you have someone keep for you. We are grateful. We are grateful. What God did for Oasis in 2023, too much. Should I count? Is it Pastor P that God saved from Swiss, from the jaws of death? Is it Pastor O? Is it me? Is it people who get death? Nobody in this church went to give birth and died. Is it jobs? Is it increase you where He brought us. He increased us. What? Songs flowing from this house. Ah. Oh, it is. We dare not be ungrateful. We dare not complain to this God. It's been so good. Ah, if it had not been the law on my side. Ah, you are complaining about an engagement that did not work. God said, I saved you from a divorce. You are complaining about a deal did not get. God said, I saved you from EFCC and from going to Philippines. You are complaining about a relocation visa you didn't get. God said, I saved you from walking out of your destiny. This is what we came to do this morning. You've been so good to us. You've been so good to us. I know how some people came into this church. They had no form or comeliness. But when I look at them today, I see God's glory on them. And you want to complain? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I will never be ungrateful to you. We will never be ungrateful to you, Lord.
We'll never be ungrateful to you, Lord.
The marriage that you cried about, you fasted, you prayed, God gave you. Now you are complaining. And what are you complaining about? Because you didn't go on holiday. You didn't travel. What? Or maybe you didn't fly. You didn't fly premium.
I will never be ungrateful.
See, listen to me. I can tell you for free, Oasis. I have a few secrets with God. I tell you, one of my major secrets is intentional thanksgiving to God. It humbles me. See, eh? This trip alone, the went, I've had about maybe up to 5 people come with babies, Hallelujah Challenge babies. The person I flew with, after 6 years, these are like big guys. After 6 years, no, I'm not saying that because 6 years, I met a man, a couple, on the plane yesterday. I was flying KLM business, and the wife here says had to come to me to say, you know what? Okay, please, if you're not coming, because people kept coming to have pictures, to share testimony. And they say, you know what? Leave him alone. Sir, should we stop them? Say, no. Don't stop them. Don't stop them. Now, if God does not help you to be humble, you think it's you. I'll think I'm one special person. Somebody, I met someone who said, I won't reveal the details. He said, he's a real estate guy. But the kind of things they are doing in the UK, projects, the projects they are doing in Lagos, Eco Atlantic, and this place in Ikoyi, and the wife said to me, we've been trying to get your details to bless you. Your songs have helped us in our business. He said, please come. If it's possible to find, to give you something, even for free. I said, no, don't worry. Now, if I've not learned the art of saying, Lord, you are the one, Lord. See, at the moment I think I'm the one doing it, that inspiration will dry up so that I will know. That's how the songs keep coming, the grace keep coming, because you are telling him now, you are you? Can I give you 2 minutes? Dangerous passion. Call up God's goodness and tell Him thank you. Father, we came to say thank you. Thank you. You've kept us. He gives more grace. This is already Thanksgiving. We're not going to have another Thanksgiving. Even before I pray sometimes, some people are owing God arrears of thanksgiving. Begin to give it now. With interest, with a dance, with a shout. That interest, give it now. Give it back. Continue. While you give thanks, let me tell you one of the things He does again. Thanksgiving you multiplies. Thanksgiving multiplies. Jeremiah 30:19. As you thank Him, He brings grace for multiplication. Thank Him. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. As you thank Him, He's bringing multiplication. Open your mouth, how is this? There is a spirit of grace in this house. Hey, I can sense it, by God. I can feel it. There is a spirit of grace. A violent terror, Master. Thank him. Don't ask him for anything, though. Thank him. We are placing a sacrifice for 2024. This is a point of contact. God has been good to the oasis. Hey, our boy, Caleb. Open your mouth. There's somebody here with a skin problem. It's like ringworm or something. I heard ringworm. on your skin. It is clearing up now. There's a skin disease that is being healed right now. When there is thanksgiving, the miraculous is activated. We activate the miraculous through thanksgiving. Miracles will happen right now. There are things being unlocked. I see them. There is an unlocking, unlocking. Hear me. Unlocking going on. I see doors opening now, even now. Now, rooms are opening. The opener is opening the door. Your thanksgiving is opening the door. Hey, prophesy as a prophet of God. You know what I'm hearing? In this atmosphere, and I want you to shout hallelujah like thunder, because I'm going to ask you to do something. Can I prophesy over you that before the end of March, you are going to experience restoration. You will begin to experience 10 years in 1 month. By reason of this sacrifice, hear me as I prophesy. Jeremiah 30:19 says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. Psalm 26 speaks about the voice of thanksgiving. You have offered a sacrifice with the voice of thanksgiving. And the righteous judge has come with more grace. He says, I should tell you that he will multiply you. And you will not be few. He says he will glorify you. And shall not be small. If you see the restoration I see coming for someone here. If you see the restoration I see. It is the time that will make you shout Jesus. Yes. You have done it again. Jesus. Yes. Now, my God, there's someone called the Spirit of Grace. There's an operation called the Spirit of Grace. The Spirit of Grace, I'm sensing it. He says he gives more grace. Can I prophesy over you? Receive mega grace. Because you have raised this altar, I speak as a prophet of God. Where is my trumpet? As I blow the horn, I usher you oasis. This year, you will experience mega grace. For he gives more grace. He gives exceeding grace. At the sound of the trumpet, if your amen will sound like a thunder, may you experience exceeding grace. May you experience mega grace. May you experience more grace. In your name, Jesus. Multiply you. You will not be few. And he will glorify you. And you will not be small. God says he has given you more grace. That word in the Greek is megas. Megas. From where you have mega. Prepare for mega grace. Mega grace means mega project. Mega things, mega revelations, mega anointing, mega passion, mega capacity. Somebody is still looking at this, should be rejoicing.